Hi, I'm Professor Gail McPherson, and we're at Exmouth 2012 today, and I'm about to do a short audioboo with Tom Marsh, who is the Engagement and Events Manager for Podium. Tom, can you tell us why you're here today?
Thanks, Gail. Yes, we're here today at Exmouth to manage the Exmouth International Scholarship Programme. It's a great thing to be involved with. Podium are delighted to be helping out with this. Basically what it is a requirement of the organisers for Exmouth is that they run an international scholarship programme. So early career researchers from developing countries get financial support in order to be able to attend the conference. So in Beijing 4 years ago, about 75 early career researchers were funded by the Olympic lottery distributor to go over to Beijing to attend Exmouth and had a fantastic time. This year we've been able to bring over 44 international scholars to come over to Glasgow. They have all their flights, their accommodation, their food provided, and they're all from kind of developing countries which we've identified. So 25 countries are represented, and they're people that wouldn't really be able to afford or could make the trip without
they wouldn't have otherwise been able to come.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the nature of the scholarship programme, and that's one of our main purposes for being here today.
It's certainly very inclusive, isn't it?
It is indeed. We've got a number of academics from the Chinese earthquake zone, which is a requirement. So some really powerful stories from some of the people. Hui Yang Zheng is from the Chinese earthquake zone and lost both his legs in the earthquake, but he's here with us this week. It's a fantastic story, a very inspirational story about how he's fought back from since 2008, continued his studies, inspired by the games. But yeah, it's we've got attendees from Eastern Europe, from Ecuador, Bhutan, Burma, a number of African countries, all across the globe. Scholars have come to Exmouth as part of the scholarship programme.
That's excellent. Well, I wish you luck with it. And
thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Gail.